Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A Thursday that feels a hell of a lot like a Friday to me, Fancy Brian. Let's call it Friday Eve. And, you know, I'll tell you about it in a minute. But how you doing, big guy?
It's a day. It's definitely daylight out. That's what I know.
Are we sure it's daylight? I know it's daylight out because it's hot as a mother up in here. You know, our fan, our studio fan, which, you know, normally I'd circulate a little air, get the air moving around. A big guy like myself, you know, I don't want to get all moist and sweaty on the radio. Thane sounds like a diesel motor. Like, what happened to the fan? So apparently we need a fan. But currently in the studio, the inside temperature, 80 fun loving degrees.
Oh, Lord.
So as we're coming on the air, I'm running for the thermostat. I'm thinking I got to pay the bill eventually. 68, man. Before this show's over, I want 68. I want frost on the windows. That's what I'm looking for. Got Evan here in the world headquarters. I hope it's not too hot here, Evan. He's a skinny lad. You know, skinny. Skinny guys can take the heat. Although he's more of a fall hoodie sort of a guy, aren't you, Evan?
Yeah, you do have the hoodie on a lot.
But not for like 3 weeks. It has been so hot. And 5 years ago, I'd be wearing a hoodie today. Something has changed. I can't just power through it.
Global warming.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Global warming.
It's not so much the heat as the humidity and the fact that we have an AC. Why isn't it working? Why isn't it cooler in here? So I'm going to start with that as a modest grievance of the day. We got a few other thoughts, more political on these other thoughts. The Dems. You know, you could still win the midterms. Really? I promise you could. I'll tell you about it. You know, you could. You could. Maybe I'll have to lead the way for him, Fancy Brian. Also, leading the way for me, co-piloting with me a little bit later in this big hour, Kristen Bry, her product, Asgos Wisconsin. And she's a funny lady. I asked her, what's your technical title? And she said, well, I'm like a digital property, sort of. And I said, oh, okay. Well, so anyways, my friend and soon to be your friend, Kristen Bry, joins today at 3:30 on the big show. And, you know, there's some headlines overnight about U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from the great state of Wisconsin, senior senator here. Headlines questioning whether or not the man's gotten into the ivermectin. So
really?
Rojo's... Yeah, and like national publications are at, you know, like maybe not literally, but sarcastically asking what the hell is wrong with Rojo. So I'll get there sooner than later, I suspect. You know, I better sit down for the show. I'm standing up right now, but I'm going to sit down. Got the high top, so I can do either. But then the high stool, so you got to bear with me as I hop on. If I miss, could be the end of the show. Bear with me.
Well, you're going to need to sit down because, you know, you don't want to expend energy right now in the heat, and then that'll cause a little bit more sweating. If you could be more still and keep the limbs as far apart from each other as possible, that's usually a good thing.
Parting of the limbs.
I'm an expert in having my own, you know, moist
thigh
ecosystem,
gap.
East ecosystem around myself. Yeah, I sleep with things between my legs, yes.
You work on thigh gap. Anyways, let me get into the politics before someone gets visual on us and turns off the radio. Theater of the mind and all that kind of thing. Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post. Opinion. Democrats' polling has improved since Dobbs. That, of course, is the overturning of Roe v. Wade. I've been very curious. How's the polling? It's improved for the Dems. And then Rubin asked in the very next question, sentence, but it's a question. But how long will it last? Oh, come on, Jennifer. Let's jump in to this opinion piece. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition goes the Monty Python skit. Similarly, almost the entire, the punditocracy forecast a wipeout for Democrats in the 2020 midterms. But nobody expects Dobbs. The Supreme Court decision to overturn abortion rights has thoroughly shaken up the midterms. In fairness to those who didn't see this coming, we collectively tend to overestimate the duration of the status quo. Economists do the same. High inflation is the thing of the past until it isn't. Now, Democrats may indeed lose badly in November. Hey, take that back, Jennifer. But we cannot tell yet. At the moment, it seems the political class made some erroneous assumptions. What do they say about assumptions? Making an ass of you and me. First, pundits assumed that all Democrats are tied to President Biden's approval ratings. But at least in the Senate races, there's little support for that. In Georgia, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock, up 10 on scandal-plagued Herschel Walker. Scandal-plagued, that's a nice way of putting it. Even though Biden has a net negative 27-point approval rating in the state in the latest Quinnipiac, polling on Pennsylvania's Senate race shows Democrat John Fetterman consistently leading Republican Dr. Oz. Soon to be loser Oz, but Mehmet.
Yeah.
Oz, Mehmet. You know, I'm not great with names, Fancy. Do I have to learn every Republican Trump endorsee's proper enunciation and pronunciation?
They don't have to endorse reality. I don't think you should have to say their name.
Well said, sir. You know, that's something I struggle with. But anyway, so Fetterman's beaten Dr. Oz. While Biden remains underwater there. In House races, the Democratic candidate in Nebraska, special election on Tuesday, lost by 6 points in a district that Trump won by 15. You know, in 2020, Democrats can also take solace. You know, where are these, like, close? Missed it by that much, Jennifer? Anyways. Democrats can also take solace in their overperformance in some state races, such as 3 Michigan State House contests in May, including one flip. If all were well for the GOP, why are Republicans in swing districts trying to minimize the issue of abortion? Yeah, good question, Jennifer. Why would that be? Don't think that's a political winner for you out in the suburbs? Moreover, a series of generic congressional polls since Dobbs shows Democrats in a much better position than just a month or so ago. Polls from both Yahoo News, YouGov, and NPR Marist put Democrats up 7 above Republicans. Wow! What do you mean? The generic Dems beating the generic Republican by 7? Looks like a red tsunami, everyone. Keep that in mind. Morning Consult puts them up 3. Enthusiasm, that's the Democrats, you know, if you're wondering. Enthusiasm for voting among pro-choice voters seems to be up as well. Shocker. Pollster and analyst have noticed the development. Unsurprisingly, Democrats are more sunny about it. Republicans are essentially responding with, move along. Nothing to see here. Maybe this is a blip. Maybe Democrats are simply more engaged and eager to respond to polls, although that would be a positive sign. But as Kyle Condict of Sabato's Crystal Ball puts it, we might see a reverse Kavanaugh effect. That is a major bump for Democrats energized by the right-wing court and the loss of abortion rights. Well, I'd point out, Jennifer Rubin, it's been a hell of a lot more than one bad ruling from this court. This court is delegitimizing itself very, very rapidly. Here's a quote, though, from Condict. One possible outcome of the Dobbs decision is that it has a similar effect on Democrats, perhaps not changing the basic pro-Republican trajectory of the election, but giving Democrats in bluish states and districts a good reason to stick with their party despite whatever economic concerns they may have. This is something worth thinking about in terms of ratings. Dobbs might have the most impact in Senate races, which are traditionally less tied to the president's standings. Republicans haven't helped themselves by throwing in their lot with shaky or extreme candidates. See, you know, Walker, Herschel in Georgia, Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, J.D. Vance in Ohio. They're also burdened with at least one unpopular incumbent senator, the rapidly pro-force birth Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, where a clear majority support abortion rights. And if pro-choice referendums make the ballot in states such as Ohio, Democrats could benefit. None of this means Democrats will hold both chambers. Republicans still remain the prohibitive favorite to take the House, and we do not yet know whether Dobbs will continue to energize Democrats or how inflation pans out. Plus, candidate strength will affect races. But as Condit notes, if instead of achieving their goal of gaining 35 seats in the House, Republicans stall out at a 15 to 20 seat range net, it would likely be an indicator that the abortion issue brought Democratic voters home in Biden won districts. And the point of all this is that things change. All things, nothing stays the same but change, right, Jennifer? Intervening events pop up. The landscape shifts, predicting that the future political environment will look like the present is foolhardy. As is expecting Biden's bad poll rating to rub off on all Democrats, maybe pundits and pollsters would be wise to admit that they simply don't know yet what will happen in November. Several, to their credit, are scrambling to recalibrate or maybe become more tentative after multiple polling failures. Such candor is a welcome counterweight to prediction hubris. Come back with us, the Devil's Advocates. It's a Thursday, but it feels like a Friday. I will be off tomorrow. As well, Fancy Brian, sort of. I mean, we're doing business. We're just not doing a live show. And come back. I've got a few thoughts about U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. How did she describe him? What was that? I don't recall exactly. It just wasn't very positive. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. Please stick around.
Hope it's not true, but it looks like it is.
Rebellions are built on hope.
You can do it!
Blue Monday. How are you, Blue Monday? Got to work.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a Thursday that feels a lot like Friday because I'm outie, man. This, in fact, Fancy Brian, for those that haven't been paying attention, my intended last three-hour Devil's Advocates broadcast ever. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, breaking her back to two, contracting to just distilling it to just the bare essence of the best part of the Devil's Advocates. And no offense to you and Evan, but I'm at my best when I got my third best friend sitting nearby, Dominic. Missed the man on the airwaves all the time. And, you know, in deference to his schedule and mine, we're just going to be on between 4 and 6. And Fancy Brian, that means, you know, there's room for growth for others, hopefully. You know, my door closing is a door opening for other human beings. At least that's the hope. In part, it's going to be an expansion for Matt McNeil, our good friend, KTNF, AM 950. So many of you listen to me right now at 3 o'clock in Minneapolis. I appreciate you doing so. I'm sorry your football team's not better, but, you know, go Packers. But, you know, we got to talk like that. We're all NFC North. We're all in it together up north there, hey. So I will no longer play at 3 o'clock. Matt McNeil is not just going to play in your fair market. He'll play there between 3 and 5, and he'll play here in Madison in Milwaukee, between 3 and 4 p.m. Central Time. And then Crudy and Don together again, you know, just the distilled, the best of, sort of the crack of the devil's advocates, if you will, you know, the best drug there is. We'll do it together for 2 hours each and every day. And hopefully we'll own the airwaves. That's my goal. For 2 hours a day. That's all I ask. 2 hours. I've been asking you for 3 hours, 15 hours a week. The ask, well, you know, you're going to have to listen to other good friends, but my ask specifically, just 10 hours. For those of you in Minneapolis that say, "Bud, I like you, Crudy. Love to hear you some more." Well, you'll like me better when I got Dom as my sidekick all the time. And you will hear us more because we're going to play out live in Minneapolis for the Happier Happy Hour. That's 5 o'clock Central Time. So we love taking calls in that hour. We take less guests in that hour and, you know, more hot takes. You can always join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. Your hot takes, welcome here. But there's more opportunity, Fancy Brian, more doors opening. And very shortly, I'm going to bring around a new host right here on the network. And we're going to give her an opportunity to do, you know, sort of a star product. And it's called As Goes Wisconsin. And we'll talk about it in just a minute with new host, Kristen Bray. Ah, I said it wrong. Kristen Bray. My Siri, when I go to call her, says Kristen Bray. So then it makes me screw up. I apologize, Kristen. Kristen Bray, my friend, joins us right here on the big show, 3:30 today. And she's also going to have a big new announcement, big new show right here. And you're going to have the opportunity to listen to her each and every day. And it just takes a little effort. Either turn on the radio, or better yet, get the Devil Radio app, especially those of you local here in the state of Wisconsin, because, A, we can keep you updated. We can give you little messages. Hey, I got a special guest coming on. James Santel is coming back on. Whatever the case may be, we can push out to you if you're nice and let us. And above and beyond that, you will always, no matter where you go, as long as your smartphone's working, you'll be able to play all the fine content here from the two divergent stations, the Shaw, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM in Waukesha, where Fancy Brian is right now. And more importantly, as far as me and Evan are concerned, Devil Radio 92.7. The app is the Devil Radio app, but we're hoping to expand those options, make it easier for all to find us. And listen, whatever your favorite show is, we know you're listening to the greatest radio show ever right now. Here's some good political news. Finally, some good news on the U.S. Supreme Court. Ketanji Brown Jackson has been sworn in as the first black woman on the U.S. Supreme Court. Fancy, I know I'm going to squeeze the time here a little bit, but I believe we've got her speeches. I want to hear some of that. Let's start with cut number 25. I believe this is a little bit long. Keep an eye on the time for me. 25, please.
Are you prepared to take the oath?
I am.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear.
I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you very much.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. An exciting day. A big step forward. But I would remind our fair listeners, remember the reaction to her confirmation hearings? Republicans acted like voting for this woman, she's going to terribly upset the balance of the high court and history of America. And they said, well, you know, we can't vote for her because look how you Democrats politicized, you know, especially the Gorsuch, the one stolen from Merrick Garland. And then there was the, you know, alleged drunkard, Kavanaugh, and then Amy Coney Barrett snuck in at the last when RBG died late in the term. And if I recall, the votes were somewhat close, but they accused us of being very political. And now we look at what this court is rolling out each and every day. It's bad decision after bad decision. Sorry, I had a little cough in the middle. So anyways, we're going to talk more about the courts. I got a friend, Kristen Bry. She is the host of As Goes Wisconsin. You're going to be able to hear her right here soon on the Devil's Advocates for today.
Do not take me for some conjurer of cheap tricks.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I've been joined live via Zoom by a very fine guest. Somewhat famous. She's a comedian. She's a digital personality here in the great state of Wisconsin. She is Kristen Bry. Kristen, how you doing, sister?
I'm good. I did hear you pronounce my name wrong.
I blame that on Siri. I have the New Zealand style Siri just because I like the foreign language sounding voice.
I blame it on the spelling. It looks like Bray because it's B-R-E-Y, which looks like it should rhyme with gray. So what I always say is it's Bry like try, don't ask me why.
That's pretty good. You know, I've been bugging you a lot in the last day or two, so I've called you a couple times. And I'm so lazy. I won't even dig out a phone number. I just tell Siri, please call Kristen Bry. And then Siri goes, oh, you mean Kristen Bray? And she says that to me every time, and I blame it on Siri. But Kristen,
well, she also doesn't know what you're trying to say, the F word, and just replaces it with duck. So still haven't taught her that one either.
Kristen, you're a Wisconsin girl. Where'd you grow up?
I am.
Where's
I grew up
home
in Madison.
For you? Oh, Madison.
Madison. Yeah. So grew up in Madison, went to Madison West, go Regents. My parents are from Wisconsin Rapids, and they now move back to Wisconsin. Well, not now. They've been back for over 12 years.
Wisconsin Rapids, the paper city.
The paper city, very well, not right now. That paper mill is closed as of right now. They've not gotten that grant to get the co-op that they were working on last year so far. But they're from Wisconsin Rapids. They now live in Wisconsin Rapids. And so when I first moved back to Wisconsin in 2020, I was in Wisconsin Rapids. So I think a lot of times people get confused that I am from there, but I am from Madison, and then moved back and then moved to Milwaukee in October of 2020. So been back in the state for over 2 years, been in Milwaukee just shy of it.
And Kristen, for those that are unaware of your varied resume, where'd you go when you left Wisconsin? You got out and then you came
back.
So where'd you go when you got out?
So I've lived many lives. When I first moved to Los Angeles in 2003, when I was a junior in high school and 16 years old, I was moving to be an actress. And so I had an agent and a manager, and I had auditions, and I booked some jobs. I have an IMDb page where I have a very, very blonde photo of me at 18 years old. But yeah, so I moved to act, and like I was a performer from the basically coming out of the womb. And so, but by the time I was 20, I kind of looked at the lifestyle of an actor, and I was like, I should go to college, and started going to community college in Santa Monica, ended up transferring to UC Berkeley, which was great, which was a very good school, very proud to have gone there. And then thought that was where I studied public health, public policy, and gender studies. And so I really thought I was going to go work in like family planning, like international family planning, and hand out birth control. But it was the Bay Area. But I worked in tech. And so I got a job at startups, worked in tech, managed sales tech bros, and then moved to New York. And then once I was in New York and I got out of the tech scene of San Francisco, and Donald Trump had gotten elected, and I realized I don't want to sell software for the rest of my life. So then I started stand up and I started sketch and improv. And most importantly, I started teaching myself how to do video work, and making kind of short, funny videos that were inherently political, and did that, and then ended up back in Wisconsin in the beginning of 2020 because I thought I wanted to make a documentary about Wisconsin voters and how you get Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin and how you get voters who vote for Scott Walker and Tammy Baldwin, you know. And so we are a weird state, a very, very unpredictable state. And so I thought that would be a really compelling story to tell. And I got back and everything shut down. And so from there, I took what I knew about making short content and started making funny videos about how to get your absentee ballot and a lot of get out the vote type stuff, because I kind of realized all of the get out the vote organizing tactics are usually things that happen in person. And since none of us were doing a lot in person in 2020, I thought I could be of use by making entertaining content that still showed you how to do stuff like that. And there was an audience for it. And so there was enough people who really liked my take on things and how I did it with TikTok style videos that it became pretty obvious that I needed to keep doing it. And now it's been over 2 years that I've been doing that. So it's a weird full circle of, like, you can literally draw a map of how my life went. And I just ended up basically, but where I started from, in Wisconsin performing.
And Kristen, your brand, Kristen Bry, fine comedian and varied enterprises, but Kristen, Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin, the brand is Asgos Wisconsin. And I've said for years, I've been doing this about a decade. I've said for 10 years, it effectively foreshadows. It's the,
yeah,
the bad governance, the fascism that's come down the pike on the national level. A lot of it came from Scott Walker's chemistry set. So anyways, Wisconsin is sort of a cauldron for politics, and the name, where'd the name come from?
So I think it actually originally, the phrase was, as goes Ohio, so goes the nation. But then Ohio became more and more red and less of a swing state that predicted largely who was going to be president. And it really kind of became Wisconsin. I know there's some other states like Pennsylvania and Michigan and even Georgia now that think that they're also deciding states, and they are. But, like, truly, that's where the term comes from, is as goes, so goes the nation. But I also think, like you just said, Wisconsin actually backs that statement up on more ways than just predicting who's going to be president. Because if you think, even in recent history, let alone, you know, the history of how many things started in Wisconsin that were then adopted nationally, like Social Security, kindergarten, unemployment, or, like, I think some of the child work labor laws, like, they all started here because we had such a progressive past in the early 20th century that things, it was the laboratory of democracy, right? That, like, ideas started here and then got
how the adopted. Republican Party started in Ripon, Wisconsin.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but then in more recent history, I think it's really easy to draw the lines between Walker kind of being a pre-Trump Trump who ran on this, like, especially compared to Tommy, right? Tommy wanted everyone to love him and did, largely, right? Like, he's most winning, like, won every county in whatever year that was. But Walker seemingly ran on, I'm just going to double down on the base and that's going to get me there. And that's largely what Trump did, right? And, like, kind of this, like, divisive rhetoric. And then fast forward to 2018 and Democrats being like, all right, who do we put up against Walker? All right, let's go with the old moderate guy. And then in 2020, what did Democrats do again? Let's go with the old moderate guy. And so much of the trends of where we see nationally, I think, and some people might call it a stretch, but I think it's pretty clear that, like, because of the format, like, the makeup of our electorate, it is kind of like the canary in the coal mine.
You know, old moderates, let's talk about them for just a minute, be it Tony Evers, the current governor of the state of Wisconsin, or Joe Biden. I don't know that I would say that the Democratic Party or the base or the grassroots, at least, the people I meet when I go out on the road or when we do town hall style and we have people calling on the radio. I don't know. I certainly know and met right away people that supported Joe Biden right out of the gate. But Joe Biden was the known brand. Tony Evers is the known brand. And something I've noted about the Democrats, I mean, Donald Trump was a different sort of known brand. He was the outsider brand. He was this, you know, WWE villain, but he didn't play nice. He bare-knuckled his way through the primary. Guy like Scott Walker, he was the choice of so many. He was the early front runner. It's so hard to believe that Scott Walker was the early front runner going into Iowa. People thought he was perhaps the Republican nominee. And then Donald Trump got in the race. He just crushed Scott Walker's soul and all his political ambitions because he was so much better and he wasn't going to stay in his lane. He wasn't going to be a nice guy. He's just going to bash his way through the field. Well, because the Democrats, and I'm not saying it's the right formula, but whoever's in first place the day they all jump in probably is going to win the primary because the Democrats never go after each other and they leave the rough and tumble to the general election. So you can be a nice moderate and your opponents never really tear you down. The worst Joe Biden ever got was Kamala Harris, right? I was that girl. And that's the worst that ever stuck.
Yeah, the idealist in me doesn't hate. I also just hate partisan primaries. Like, I am a huge fan of Final Five voting. And I think a lot of the problems we have right now of how extreme everything is because of partisan primaries and how, like, the race to the bottom is not always the bottom, but like, it's less about who has the most general appeal and it's more of, the base, you know, because so few people, what is it, like 20-30% of people actually vote in primaries. And so those end up being the people who decide who we vote for in the general. And so I am not a fan of that anyways. I get that the whole reason the parties just used to pick it themselves. And so that didn't feel like democracy either, that you just gave the power to the parties to decide who got to the general. And there was a lot of literally politics of who got picked. But I don't know. That's a different soapbox to get onto. But I don't know. The moderate thing, like, I don't think it's a terrible, I don't know. It's hard because it's a big tent, right? Like, there's a lot of people you got to appeal to. And then you also kind of have to try to appeal to people who, once you get in that position, especially an executive position, to try to work with people that aren't just necessarily on your side. And so I would say my politics are not necessarily, like, my ideal world is probably not super moderate, but moderates don't bother me because I feel like if at least people are willing to try to get things done, we don't stand still, which is what it feels like both federally and in this state of when, like, we just get nothing done.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. She's Kristen Bry. Her brand is As Goes Wisconsin, and her new endeavor is hosting a radio show on WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM, the Shaw. So we're kind of scooping ourselves. We didn't even drop the press release yet. But no. Your brand new show dropping on Tuesday, right after the holiday. And it's a midday show. You're taking on Scafidi. You're taking on the national.
I'm taking on Wagner. Scafidi rolls off at 12. So people who listen to TMJ.
Oh, my bad. I guess I haven't. I haven't ever been so enthralled by Scafidi. I stuck around to see what time he got off.
Hey, that's what I actually Scafidi is how I got into radio at all, because he started inviting me on his show. So I have he is a dear friend. I don't know what Jeff Wagner well, so I can't say that about him. But I do know that I'll probably talk about things very differently than what Jeff Wagner talks about at the same time. But yeah, I get a show. As Goes Wisconsin is going to be a show, because up until now, it's largely just been, you know, short videos that you can find on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram and Facebook under As Goes Wisconsin. But now it's actually, you're going to be 2 hours of airtime between noon and 2, 5 days a week, no pressure, but I am thrilled. I'm very excited.
Well, as are we. And I got to tell you, initially I was concerned, you know, you've done these short, funny things, but 2 hours, that seems like a lot of time to fill each and every day. But as I've gotten to know you a little bit better, Kristen, I think, well, I don't know if that's going to be enough. 2 hours for Kristen. She can filibuster through that on the second question.
I literally was thinking about that this morning. I was like, well, the good news is we'll start with these two. And if it starts to feel every day that two is not enough, maybe I'll be able to negotiate my way into three.
I know a guy who just threw one back. You know, be careful what you wish for. Why don't you stick around? Kristen Bry, our friend and new host on WAUK 540 AM. And, of course, the Shaw 101.1 FM. And she's going to start on Tuesday, July 5th, noon to 2 p.m. Going to lead right into the Duel and Tangents. So we're excited about it. We are expanding the live lineup. 11 hours of live local radio coming out of southeastern Wisconsin each and every day. 16 hours of live radio going out on WAUK. So if you're not listening, now at least get the app. Listen and come back. More with Kristen Bry, more Devil's Advocates.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I wanna be.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday that sure does feel a lot like a Friday going into a holiday weekend. And coming out the other side, we're going to have kind of a big deal. Kristen Bry is going to be hosting As Goes Wisconsin, noon to 2 p.m., going to launch her on WAUK 540 a.m. on Tuesday. And, of course, the Shaw 101 FM. Kristen, appreciate you sticking around. Now I got to get a couple of hot takes out of you, sister.
All right.
Roe v. Wade. Let's start there. Roe v. Wade, got to be a gut punch. How would you describe it? How do you think it may change the elective cycle?
I certainly hope it changes it, because as I know you were saying at the top of the hour, the predictions of this, you know, the sweep that Republicans are expected to have in the fall, whether, you know, whether that's accurate or not, I don't know. But I what I'm interested in is the fact that I think this is potentially happening early enough that there's going to be, this is going to affect people in the next 5 months that didn't think that this would affect them, that are probably not largely political people. And, you know, I had people on Friday who, despite the leak, despite as much news coverage as I feel like there's been, they just don't consume that much news. And it's not because they're not educated people. It's just they have whatever their career is or their lifestyle of they're busy and just consuming as much like news, like it's cocaine. Like I feel like we do, because it's also part of our job, but you know, it's addicting to get those notifications. You're like, what happened now? And you know, there's a lot of people who I don't think they've put it together of this is not just about people who don't want to be pregnant, especially in a state like ours, where what are our lawmakers going to say about investigating women who have miscarriages, right? Because it was an illegal medical abortion because you found some pills, or was it a true miscarriage? What's going to happen with IVF? Because if you know, everything, life starts at conception, what about what happens to people who are using IVF because they want a baby, but IVF, you discard embryos? What happens for women? How close to death do you have to be for a doctor to be able to give you an abortion if you have an atopic pregnancy, or if your water broke at 19 weeks and you're potentially going to become septic? Like, this affects so much more than just the right-wing talking point that women who use abortion as birth control, which is total BS, because it is healthcare. And we're also a state that, what are we going to do with the kids? What are we going to do with kids that weren't wanted? We don't have paid leave. Daycare is more expensive than sending your kid to college. We have not expanded Badger Care. Like, we've done so little in this state for people who are already struggling with the kids that they have, that like my hope is that this activates more people than the people who are already obviously upset about this. And makes them realize that, like, all right, well, now if it's at the state level, let's try, despite our super gerrymandered maps, make a difference at the state level.
Okay.
That wasn't very funny.
Appreciate, sister, that you're putting down roots and you're back to Wisconsin. But I've got a 27-year-old daughter living in LA, and love to see her. She's coming home this weekend. Very excited to see Kelsey Kidd. But if I were her, in the current state where abortion's illegal in Wisconsin, and, you know, she's a career woman, she's not ready. That's not a choice that some man or some government should make for her. So why would she want to live here? Why would I encourage her to come back to the Midwest and live under draconian 1849 laws? How do we keep them on the farm? You know what I'm saying, Kristen? Why?
I mean, truly,
how do we keep our best and brightest under these circumstances?
Yeah, I know. And that is, like, I always come back to, especially as someone who is a boomerang who left and came back. And I'm in a very fortunate position where the work that I want to do, I was able to, you know, as, you know, we talk about all the time on talk radio, it's a lot of men. So even the fact that I'm a woman who wants to do this, or the comedy aspect of trying to, like, take the Daily Show, but apply it to Wisconsin politics. Like, there just wasn't a lot of people trying to do that, which is why I think I've been able to find so much success fast in Wisconsin versus, you know, hustling in LA to try to do the exact same thing, because there's so many more people doing the same thing. So, but that doesn't mean that there's a part of me that sometimes is like, wow, like, what are we going to live under? Right. And especially if, let's say Tony Evers doesn't win again, and we go back to a government that is all secured in one party, are they just going to pass, not even just with Roe v. Wade, but a bunch of different laws that feel like maybe we should go live in Chicago?
It was pretty bad for a decade under the governance. Entirely Republicans had all the levers of power. The one thing I would point you towards, and everyone, I try to point this out, the most important race is probably the race next spring, at least in terms of outcomes. Well, we got to get rid of Ron Johnson, but we've got to win back the Wisconsin Supreme Court. If we don't have a fair court to go to, if you can no longer utilize the federal courts because eventually it could end up before the U.S. Supreme Court, and it's so bad that you get nothing but political decision after political decision. Well, we've seen that on the courts here for a long time as well. We could win the courts back. That is such a big deal.
Hagedorn kind of has a swing kink, it seems like, because he's despite his conservative views, he is kind of the guy that we hold out on. It's like, all right, is he going to actually vote with the law instead of an ideology? And he has a couple times, which has been, like, shocking. So if we can, you know, in 2023, in the spring election, mark your calendars, get not a Will and WMC-backed justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, that would certainly be a step in the right direction.
Well, don't think Hagedorn's such a high and mighty, because he wrote Act 10.
I just like that swing kink.
That was clever. That was funny. So I'll let you work on a little material here, sister. Let's not get too serious, because, you know, it's a big holiday weekend. But coming out the other side, I expect big things out of you. You got any guests booked up for next week? Now you got a big show, better start booking them.
So one of the things I'm kind of excited about, instead of having a consistent co-host like you and Dom, or how Luke and Brian have their show, I'm kind of excited to tap into, I've met so many interesting, smart people in Wisconsin since being back, and having rotating co-hosts. And so having kind of someone with a different viewpoint, different background, different part of the state, who can go through the day's headlines with me and maybe get a different take on what the person the day before said. And so, I got a lot of people already lined up for next week that are pretty excited to have a platform to get their voice heard.
Well, Kristen, I hope the audience is looking forward to it. Tune in as goes Wisconsin with fine host Kristen Bry. It'll be like smoking crack on the radio. Just teasing, FCC, just teasing, you know, figuratively. Kristen, have a wonderful weekend. I'll listen for you,
you
on Tuesday. Again, the big show launches noon on Tuesday, July 5th. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Dom joins next.
It was great. It's crack. It gets you really